The Crash Lands. In 1930, the impact of the stock market crash of October 1929 was beginning to be felt in rural America. The price per bushel for wheat and corn plummeted more than 25% in a single year. As the Depression continued, prices for almost all agricultural products dropped even further. The number of acres harvested and the yields per acre also fell for many crops during the first years of the Depression, due to severe flooding in some parts of the country and widespread drought in others. Arthur M. Hyde, the Secretary of Agriculture, called the drought the worst ever recorded in this country. Agriculture was devastated as fields and streams dried up. Even the great Mississippi River was down to historically low levels. Cattle couldn't be fed. Crops failed. Money was short. And there was less food on the table. On top of everything else, agricultural exports crashed, reduced $1 billion a year during the early 1930s. It was almost more than America could bear. During the Great Depression, what happened to immigrants and ordinary Americans who had started farms and ranches to accomplish their dreams of a better life in America? How did the Great Depression finally end? What effects did it have on agriculture in America? Consider these questions as you explore Growing a Nation, From Defeat to Victory.